You're listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor. This is Diane Swanbrow reporting from the University of Michigan. I'm talking with Jose Benke, a research investigator at the university's Institute for Social Research. Jose has conducted a study on how the way we talk influences our listeners, and he'll be presenting this study at the annual meeting of the American Association for Public Opinion Research. Jose, what were the main findings?
What we found in this study was that a middle-of-the-road speech rate is actually ideal, not too fast, not too slow for persuading people. We also found that for men, who happen to be a minority of the survey interviewers, but a substantial portion, speaking in a high pitch overall doesn't seem to be very helpful. It doesn't necessarily mean a male with a high-pitched voice shouldn't be an interviewer. It just means that that could be a problem. The other thing we found was that pauses, in particular pauses when we don't say but when we're just pause, like that, happen to be important. When interviewers don't pause at all during their invitations, it turns out they're not very successful.
Could you demonstrate what you're talking about?
Yeah, maybe I could demonstrate a survey invitation. So typically the ones we study go something like this. Oh yes, hello, this is Jose Benke. I'm calling from the University of Michigan. I think we spoke a couple of days ago and we're doing a study on the economy and we'd really like to get your household's opinion on it. So that would be an example of an invitation read at a fairly fast pace with no pauses. One could put a pause strategically and that might help to put the person at ease, to make them feel that this isn't being read from a computer screen, that the interviewer is actually speaking to them as a person. So how about, oh yes, hello, this is Jose Benke calling from the University of Michigan. I think we spoke a couple of days ago. We're doing a national study on people's general opinions on the economy, and we'd really like to get your opinion.
Jose, does this research have applications beyond the field of survey research?
Any field where people are trying to persuade or trying to invite people to participate in something, that specific type of application has something, could profit by these findings. I think generally everybody uses language. Most of us speak. And so from that point of view, if you speak in front of groups of people or in front of other people as part of your work or whatever you want to do, I think it's a helpful reminder that varying your rhythm, pausing occasionally, and being mindful of the context are important from the audience's point of view.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.